With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Atlanta, where the two oldest candidates to ever seek the presidency will face questions and each other in a 90-minute debate. Joe Biden, who now has a presidential record to defend, will make a case that his opponent threatens democracy and abortion rights. Donald Trump, who's seeking another term in office after losing in 2020, plans to blame the president for inflation and chaos at the border. With opinion polls showing a deadlocked race, each candidate hopes to give his campaign a jolt tonight, more than 4 months before Election Day. I'm Greg Clugston at the presidential debate in Atlanta. Now with more news, here's Keith Peters.
Public schools in Oklahoma are now required to incorporate Bible instruction into curriculum for 5th through 12th grades.
Oklahoma's top education official is ordering public schools to incorporate the Bible into lessons for grades 5 through 12. State Superintendent Ryan Walters issued a memo to school superintendents across the state. The directive is the latest effort by conservatives to incorporate religion into the classroom. Walters said in the memo that his mandate is compulsory and, quote, immediate and strict compliance is expected, unquote. Walters was elected in 2022 and has embraced culture war issues and fighting what he says is, quote, woke ideology, unquote, in public schools as a central theme of his administration. His directive faced immediate backlash from civil rights groups and others. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
The former Uvalde schools police chief and another former officer have been criminally charged for their role in the slow police response to the 2022 massacre in a Texas elementary school that left 19 children and two teachers dead, according to multiple reports Thursday. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 36 points, the Nasdaq rose 53, the S&P 500 advanced 5. This is SRN News. Christians in the UK doubt so-called climate change. SRN's Michael Harrington has more.
The new poll released by Whitestone Insight finds that while 77% of the general British population believes that the earth is warming up, only 61% of committed Christians do. And who's to blame for climate change? The vast majority of the public in the United Kingdom says humans. But only about half of Christians think that's true. Other polls have indicated similar findings about climate and Christians here in the U.S. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pakistani police have arrested 23 people accused of being part of a mob that killed a man suspected of desecrating the Quran. The suspects were charged with murder and burning a police station where the mob killed the man last week. Blasphemy accusations are common in Pakistan. Under the country's blasphemy laws, anyone found guilty of insulting Islam or Islamic religious figures can be sentenced to death. This is SRN News. The Israeli military says it has released photos that it says shows a staffer with the aid group Doctors Without Borders wearing military fatigues at a gathering of Gaza militants. Correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The military says that Fadi Awadia, who was killed in an Israeli airstrike earlier this week, was, as it described him, a significant operative in the Islamic Jihad group. Doctors Without Borders, known by its French acronym MSF, had said earlier that it had no indication he was a militant and did not respond to claims about the photos. I'm Karen Chamas.
Supporters of Bolivia's president were rallying outside his palace, giving some political breathing room to the embattled leader as authorities made more arrests in a failed coup. Bolivia's government announced Thursday that a total of 17 people have been arrested over their alleged involvement in the attempted government takeover. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.